The White House is considering using Guantanamo Bay to hold Haitian migrants. The idea is just one of several options the Biden administration is weighing as they prepare for a mass exodus from Haiti with the political and humanitarian crisis there worsening. Danny Rivero is a reporter for member station WLRN and the host of the podcast Detention by Design, which looked into the past and present of Haitian immigration to the US. He joins me now. Hey, Danny.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So NBC is reporting this news that the Biden administration is considering Guantanamo to hold migrants. What's caused them to weigh this idea?
Right. So in short, this is almost in preparation for what could be a very large uptick of Haitian migration. We're already seeing more Haitians taking to the seas than we have seen in about 20 years. And, you know, that's somewhat slowed in the last couple months, but with the conditions in Haiti just becoming so bad on a variety of fronts, with a cholera outbreak, widespread violence, and then the U.S. and Mexico floating a plan in the United Nations to potentially launch an armed invasion of the country to kind of pacify it, as they say. If all those things happen, they're anticipating, as a, quote, potential scenario, having to have a place to house Haitians who they expect to flee in all those circumstances.
And the idea of Guantanamo Bay, I mean, some people might be thinking of the prisoners that are held there. Surely the migrants wouldn't be held in the same way on Guantanamo Bay?
Yeah, that's right. The use of Guantanamo Bay to hold refugees or people seeking asylum precedes these detention camps that were created during the war on terror. We have actually seen Guantanamo Bay used in this way in the early 90s, between 1991 and 94, and there was tens of thousands of refugees, both Haitians and Cubans, that were held at the base, and they were held in tent cities, you know, just hangars that were fitted with a bunch of cots so people could sit in them and lay and sleep in them. Pretty harsh conditions, but definitely not along the likes of what we see with the war on terror suspects.
But let me ask you, you know, we only have about a minute left. I mean, we've seen, you know, exoduses from many countries, from Venezuela, Afghanistan, even Ukraine, none of which has prompted a let's hold them at Guantanamo Bay. Why this for Haitian migrants?
You know, that is a very important question. It's not something I necessarily have the answer for, but across U.S. history since the 70s, Haitians have always received some of the harshest treatment when it comes to migration patterns, detention patterns. And in the Haitian American community in Florida, you know, there's a lot. There's about 300,000 plus Haitian natives here. They're very angry at this. You know, President Biden was in town just yesterday, and a lot of Haitians went to that event at Florida Memorial University here in Miami Gardens, and they were protesting the idea that this is even being floated, saying, "Hell no, this cannot happen." Mm.
WLRN's Danny Rivero, thank you so much for joining us, Danny.
Thank you for having me.